Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
And I noticed that we've got, just before we go any further, I've noticed that a few people are pointing to the phones. Do I need to go to the phones yet? No, we can leave that.
I think we do. Are we going to the phones, Charlie?
Greg, we are going to the phones.
I think
okay.
We are going to the phones, yeah. Hello. Because this Easter egg mystery that's bamboozled everybody here at Triple M, just for the listeners, there's been a series of Easter eggs be stolen from the Triple M offices. And there's a young lady on the line now called Liz Toohey, who's from the Podcast One team. Liz, you might be able to elaborate and shed some light on this mystery for us. There seem to have been a lot of eggs go missing in at Triple M.
That is certainly correct. I think it was Thursday afternoon. There was two boxes sitting in a Podcast One pod and both reasonably quite full. And then I entered the work back on the Friday morning and they're all missing.
Anthony, can you shed any light on this? Or
Liz, did you... Now, can I just say, Liz, are you the Liz that about two Thursdays ago said to me and Wendell, would you like some chocolate eggs? Was that you?
That would be Emma next to me, yeah.
Right, okay. Well, Emma said to us two Thursdays ago, would you like... Which we had some chocky eggs, and then there was, I think the Thursday just gone, if I'm being completely honest... There was an egg open, which I think I might have ripped the ears off, but it was already open. It was a bunny, right? But I will say, Liz, I will say to you, Liz.
It wasn't my bunny, so you're good.
Okay. If there's anything else in relation to thieving chocolate eggs, I will now refer you to my solicitor, my legal team, Lee Hadjipantelis, and the team at Bryden's Lawyers. Okay? If there's anything further to say about Easter eggs and me, Bryden's Lawyers are the people you need to speak to.
Oh, it's okay. Charlie covered your tracks by guilting him the next morning.
But
and I was
see,
like, where are my Easter eggs?
This is the great... Charlie didn't cover my tracks because I didn't steal the two boxes of eggs.
You've now tried to throw Wendell under the bus, right? Yeah, why have you dragged Wendell into this? It's got nothing to do with Wendell. You've confirmed one of the girls, Emma, told you that you're allowed to perhaps have one Easter egg. You've tea-leafed two boxes worth of them, ripped the ears off another one, and now you're trying to spin your way out of it.
Liz, thank you very much for being in on all this, but I did not thieve two boxes of Easter eggs off your desk. And just make sure you're near the phone this afternoon because my solicitor from Bryden's will be calling you. And you have
I'll also tee myself up too.
Okay, no worries. Have a lovely Easter.
You too. Hopefully they give you not as much heat about it now.
Yeah, thanks. Good on you.
Thanks, Liz.
Listen,
Liz. Thanks
I would
much.
Say that Liz works here, but perhaps that's somebody that our producer, Chica, is trying to get to know a little bit better. Now he's saying.
Hold on.
All right, anyway, Reed. Oh, yeah, I'm solid. Look who's talking. You're Robbie Farrah, the whole joint. Everyone in this. Anyway, Reedy, you
mate,
are.
You're the one that told me about Robbie in the first place. Yeah. You said you don't like him. And, mate, and you're glad he's not playing for South anymore. You would have won more comps if you didn't go there.
At some point, we're going to have to speak some truth about something on this. Even if it's not rugby league, can someone say something that's true? And Maroon and one of our mates on the phone, an old mate of all of ours, a rugby league great, and of course he owns that wonderful gym, Spuds, down there at East Sydney. Let's get him on the phone. My old mate, Spud Carroll, welcome to Sunday NRL.
Good afternoon, Maroon. Mate, you said the best gym. You gave it to me last week.
Oh, mate, I was only saying that...
Our Maroon, sit back and relax, okay? Mate, I heard comments last week on your beautiful show, magnificent show, Read My Gym, Spud's Gym, right? And you said it looked like more like a 70s Fair Start of the Fun ship.
No, well, mate, Spud, if anything, mate, you should be calling in to back me up because I've known you longer than any of these palookas, mate.
No, Maroon. No. So the fun ship there, Fair Start of the Fun ship, it does bring back fond memories. So that's where I met my wife. But, mate, back to you, right? Back to you, mate, okay? I know where you train, okay? Yeah. I know who trains you, okay? Yeah. Then I look at you physically and then I think to myself, mate, I've seen bigger arms on a clock.
Right, right, right.
And I don't think you'd be able to run through a shower screen.
Well, let me just say this, old mate. I take personal offence to that because, mate, I keep myself in pretty good condition for a man of my vintage. And not only that, mate, what about all the gigs I get you through the footy season, like the one you're doing at Cronulla Golf Club at Origin?
Kickback. So I'll tell you what, I'll tell you what I'm going to offer to you then, right? Okay, I'm going to offer, this is a massive word for me to say, I'm going to offer you a free session, okay? Right, and it's hard for me to say that. With the boys, right, and the rules of the game are this. No one's ever spewed in my gym. Don't be the first.
Well, look, mate, I might be stupid, but I'm not going to fall into a stitch-up like that. So I'm going to go down there and have a workout for free and what go straight from there to St. Vincent's Hospital to get, to get my heart restarted. No, I'm not an idiot, mate. You keep your gym. You keep...
Hold on a minute. You carved him up last week and now he's on the phone and you're in reverse like Usain Bolt.
You know what we call Kenty and Hoops when they're not here, mate? We call them Laverne and Shirley because you train them. So you keep these blokes at your gym. I've got a good gym.
Right, mate. Well, you, mate, send me a time and date and I look forward to seeing your beautiful face at Spud's gym, mate.
Righto, mate. Well, you might be waiting for a while, but you know we love you, mate, so... Yeah. Anyway, what was I saw some that social media on that skiing machine. What's that all about? What does that teach you to do?
You like that? Yeah, that was. I've still got a cast on my leg from my this ankle fusion. I've still got 2 weeks to go, so I just sort of prove a point here that I can still be one-legged. It's called a Concept 2 Ski Erg. It's one of the best machines ever. I think a lot of rugby league sides have got it these days. I wish I had it when I was playing rugby league, but we've got one at Spud Gym, and you're most welcome to come and give it a crack, mate.
Yeah, I'll be doing that. Thank you very much for your call, Spud.
Oh, God, you're weak. As soon as someone challenges you.
Gordy, how weak's he gone? Fix him up for me, please.
Oh, my God.
Mate, I know. I'm not an idiot, mate. I'm not going to go into the gym while Kenny and Hoops are there and just get bashed up on a rowing machine. And I'm not that stupid, Spud.
Well, what about this routine that you're spruiking all over the world?
Yeah, why don't you put him through a routine and see how he goes?
Listen, he could do them a routine, right? He's a trained professional.
That's why we love you, mate. That's why we love you.
Righto, mate. We love you. Have fun at the Cronulla Golf Club. I don't want any kickback for that. You're just going
There's a cashy. There's a cashy.
No, it's not me.
Solid as a tower.
God love you, Spud. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, man. Go now.
From the makers of The Earth is Flat and I'm Only Having One Beer comes I Call BS.
Here we go. Here's the boys. We let them out of the, we let them off the chain. They want to, something's just getting up their nose. In life, they just want to bring it to the fore, and it might be NRL related, it might not. Paul, you want to call BS this morning?
Yeah, I want to call this afternoon. It's probably a better one. Look, I want to call BS on this aversion, this allergy that the referees have about send-offs. Many years ago, we went through a stage where players would be sent off and the coach would walk in after the game and he'd complain that, oh, look, we lost any chance to win the game today once that guy got sent off. Well, instead of saying, well, you know what, mate? Teach the bloke to tackle properly so he doesn't get sent off, or tell him not to be a thug on the field so he doesn't get sent off. We went away and we allowed the conversation to instead go down the road of, well, okay, well, we won't send the guy off anymore. So last night we saw Penny Terapo hit Jordan Rapana high. He's now been charged with a grade 2 reckless tackle. Grade 2 reckless tackle. He's looking at 3 to 4 weeks. Early plea gets him 3 weeks. It's disgraceful that this is going on in the game and we are allowing it to happen. In the old days, players were filthy about getting sent off. They did everything they could not to get sent off because they were missing match payments the following week or the week after, how many weeks are out. But now because players are on fixed incomes, there seems to be this, oh, well, okay, I'll have a couple of weeks off, I'll get over the niggly injuries and I'll come back fresh. I just think I've had a gutful of the NRL sitting back thinking that the citing process is the way to go. This is filtering through the game down to the junior levels because they're seeing players tackle certain ways and we're doing nothing to discourage it. And it stepped up a gear this week with all the concussion stuff coming out. The game's no longer got any reason whatsoever to be cowardly about this. They've got to start sending blokes off and they've got to start acting like it's a proper game again.
Okay, that's how you call BS, boys. That's how you do it.
I tell you what I also don't like while I'm there. All these people who turn up in public places and use it as their gym.
Right. How do you? Are you directing that at me?
Well, you're part of the of the movement.
Yeah, okay.
But, you know, people want to go down the Maroubra Beach and enjoy the beach and have a bit of sunshine, a bit of surf, and some bloke is panting and sweating away and just ruining.
One, two.
The whole ambience.
Just a second, I'll stop you there because I am a ratepayer at Randwick Council. If I want to use the beach as a gym, I'll go ahead and as long as I'm clothed and I am not bothering anyone else.
But you're bothering the beachgoers.
How am I bothering anyone?
Because you're sweating everywhere, you're panting, hearing the constant, I was about to say the constant thud of pad boxing gloves hitting pads, but that's not the case.
Mate, you should be
the
calling.
The pitter-patter.
I call BS.
It's like you hitting the pads, it's like hearing a six-month-old walk.
Mate, I call BS on. I'm down there having a workout, as any 50-something-year-old man is entitled to do.
58, admit
and
it.
And Willie Peters is down there taking my photo so he can send it to you so that you can make a mockery of me and put it in the paper. I call BS on people taking photos of people while they're down at
Anthony,
the gym. And I pay my rates and I pay my taxes. And if I want to have a little bit of a boxing session on the beach, I will.
Anthony, I did not make a mockery of you. You made a mockery of yourself. I just revealed it.
Right, okay. Well, I want to call BS on you because ever since you put that photo of me, every second phone call I get is, get up on the balls of your feet. Get your hands in tight. I'll come round with
elbows
the pads. I'll come round with the pads. I'll come round and show you how it's done.
Well, look at all these free workouts you've been offered. You've knocked them all back. I'm very surprised at that.
I tell you
very
what.
Surprised at that.
I tell you what.
Or have you booked them in? Tell the truth.
No.
Tell the truth.
Not
I. You've taken up the offer. Tell the truth.
I've seen you.
Tell the truth.
No, I have seen you two, you and Hoops, working out at Mark Spud Carroll's gym, and in Fair Dinkum looks like Physical Culture Hour on Fair Star, the Funship.
Oh,
and here we go.
I told you about the Funship. I thought I met my wife on the Funship. You can't bring that one up. Now, I'll tell you, Maroon.
Even when you try to get it right, you get it wrong.
Why don't you come in for a session?
I tell you, I'm going to let him come into a session. I'm not going to charge you. You'll be there first thing.
Right.
Free. And I'm going to smack you in the head.
Put him
I'm going to smack you so hard you'd be begging me for a right, Maroon.
Boys, I think that you probably could. I know that, you know. But I'm talking about fitness level here, Spud. I'm at a different level than these two.
Oh, really?
I'm at a different level than these two.
Mate, I've seen bigger arms on the clock.
I don't need to test it out, Hoops. I don't need to test it out.
Why not?
Because, mate, I've got better things to do with my time than worry about what you're doing.
You're
seen
all
you
talk,
blokes down at Spud
you're
Gym.
All talk.
You do a set of curls, then you gossip.
You're all talk.
You do a set of triceps, then you backstab something.
Are you still dribbling?
Hey, yes.
Listen to you. You've seen us do the routine, have you?
No, mate.
Curls and triceps.
Do you want to call BS
look,
on any
part of my numbers, mate, but part of my thing is in life is look at people and see if they're athletic. Mate, you couldn't run through a shower curtain. Anyway, I've been waiting for my chance on this. They're calling BS. It gets under my grill so many times. I love this. My favourite segment, sitting at home waiting for my opportunity. This is my opportunity. But, mate, mine's the price of fuel. How it can go up 10 cents, but 40 cents a litre, especially on weekends, mate. So it kills me when I've got to go and feed up my beast from Sea-Doo Beaches. Is that a wrap?
Yep.
My GTX 300, my favourite. My favourite piece of equipment.
He's fishing for one of
those. There you go. Mate, $1.89 I paid a litre for 98 the other day.
Yeah.
And I'm calling BS on that. I know we're all car people here.
Go during the middle of the week then.
I haven't got time. I got to work, man. I'm trying to make money at Spud Gym.
How do you get to work?
I understand. Well, we're not talking about cars.
You've got to put the trailer in the jet ski on the back.
I know you drive a little Mustang there. I've got the Audi, but I think, Maroon, you're after another new car.
No, I'm not. No, don't stop.
I've got something for you.
Conversations that are supposed to stay off air. Come on, let's go. Look at him.
Listen to me. I know you're a old man. I'm going to go to Sutton's for you. I know the boss
of
Sutton's. Ryan Sutton is actually his birthday. Lace. Happy birthday, Ryan. He's one of my really good clients. If you start looking after me a little bit better, you know what we're saying?
Yes, no. I don't want anything for free. I don't want anything to do with your clients.
It won't be for free, mate.
He's already called him. I promise.
No.
He's already. Listen, he got his number off Hoops. He's already called him. He's the best. Come on, show us how it works.
What are we after? What car we want? We want one of the new Camaros.
I don't want anything.
He wants the Camaro. He's already asked.
You see the ad? Yeah. You see, the thing is with you blokes, right? What you got to realise is, right? What we talk about off air. Is stuff going on in our personal life?
Is that the same as off the record?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So don't signal the ad.
You've got one, have you? Let's try and keep it about what's on the show, if we can.
Anthony. And not free Camaros. Okay,
well, seeing as how you're one of the stars of the show.
Oh, here we go.
I need to leap to the defence of two champion people in the game of rugby league, Willie Peters and Sean Timmins.
Right.
What you've said about them today is slanderous and unfounded and unfair. And for those of us who missed the Little Bay Bugle, it was on the front page and it was also in Kenty's column.
Yes.
The picture of Anthony where he was mistaken for an elderly lady who was about to have her bag snatched up when, in fact, Anthony was about to hit the pads with Scott Geddes down at Maroubra Beach.
Yeah.
The boys at Triple M have put together a special tribute for you today, Maroon. So here's a little I Call BS special tribute to you.
No, I'm not. I've watched enough footy to know a good football player. Yes. So yeah, maybe I'm a talent scout. What, you know more about it than me, do you? Of course you
do.
No, I don't. But it doesn't mean I can't have an opinion on a player. Do you see me? Am I ever outspoken on a player's ability? No, I'm not. Yes. All I said was I saw the guy play when he was a kid, and he was very good as a kid. That's all I said. I have never outspoken about the kid or any player's ability when I'm surrounded by footballers. So Gordon, you know what you can do? You can get stuffed. That's what you can do.
So we've just had Stacey Jones on. Hasn't he stacked on the kilos? He looks like he's been on the King Browns. He is fair dinkum stacked it on. If you didn't know who he was, you wouldn't recognise him.
Leave him alone. No, but he's a legend.
I know he is, but fair dinkum. I mean, he's working in an NRL club. Get into the gym yourself.
And you watch these palookas. You heard it here first, Strawny. These knuckleheads I work with, Paul Kent, James Cooper, Ryan Girdler, Gordon Tallis, they'll raise this issue in 3 weeks like they're the first ones that have thought of it. And here are you and I talking about it. It's like, you wouldn't take a brand new Ferrari out onto a dirt track. You know, it's the point we're trying to make here. If the surface isn't good enough for the players, the players shouldn't be out there.
The other thing I wanted to say, boys, we go everywhere to call the footy. We go to Penrith. They give us sandwiches and snacks and beautiful food. We go to Parramatta. We get the same. They come here to the Roosters. There's no food. They've given us all a bottle of water, like we're prisoners.
For sure.
Hey, listen, if it's any problem, Roosters, I tell you what, send me the bill for the water. I don't want to put you out. So I'm so sorry we asked for water. Just send me the bill and I'll take care of it. Good Lord. Don't even bring us a packet of anything. Bring us a couple of coasters. We'll eat those.
Can that please?
Oh, that was gold medal.
You know what the best part about that is? You sat there and stitched up Hoops saying he's got a great BS card. You had no idea. You just wanted to drop him in it, and he had that sitting there waiting for you.
Can that?